and the annual race calendar is chock full. It wasn't until I was in my mid-20s and with a demanding full-time job that I had my first foray into triathlon, and a few years later, I was fortunate enough to start making a living out of the sport with which I'd quickly fallen in love. I was driven by a desire to know, to find out what I was capable of and how good I could be. I never want to look back on my life and think, what if? Triathlon presented me with a fantastic challenge, truly to be the best that I could be, and I was determined to rise to it. There is a multitude of benefits to triathlon. Combining three different disciplines spices up training and racing. You never get bored. Plus the range of events, from relays to sprints to long-distance triathlons, means there is something to suit every slow or fast twitch muscle fibre. Then there are the numerous health benefits, the chance to travel, and best of all, you can share all this pleasure and pain with the thousands of others who have taken up the challenge of swim, bike, and run. One of my most treasured memories is of my first Ironman World Championship in Kona, Hawaii, when I watched in awe as competitors ran, walked, staggered, and crawled their way across the line. There were people of all ages, from 18-year-old students to 80-year-old grandparents, to daughters, wives, husbands, fathers, even those who have been on the brink of death and survived. I realized then that each triathlete has a unique and special story to tell, but they are all united by one thing, the journey to that hallowed finish line. Never in a million years did I think that I would be where I am today, writing this book as a four-time Ironman world champion. It still baffles me to think about the paths I have travelled and the experiences I have been fortunate to have along the way. I see life as being like a tree, branching in a range of wonderful ways, and triathlon is one of the most prominent branches, one which changed my life forever. I achieved more than I ever thought possible in the sport, but after Challenge Roth in 2011 and the World Championship later that year, I instinctively knew that I'd reached my personal pinnacle. A crash I had only 2 weeks prior to the latter race had left me with wounds all over the left side of my body and internal bruising that caused intense pain. Yet it was the race I had always dreamed of. The one where I dug to the depths and battled with my valiant competitors to cross that finish line in first place, conquering fears, adversity, and self-doubt. It was my perfect race, even though, paradoxically, the build-up and the race itself were fraught with imperfections. I felt utterly complete. I felt liberated. I'd achieved my holy grail. It was now time to carve out a new path, and one that didn't have triathlon as the axis around which everything revolved. Since retiring from professional triathlon in 2012, I've continued to add new branches to my own personal tree. Whether that be collaborating with the UK government to inform the development of sport and physical activity policy, working for Park Run and setting up the successful Junior Park Run series of events, lobbying for gender equality in sport, and specifically successfully calling for a women's race at the Tour de France, throwing myself into different endurance events, or giving birth to our daughter, my proudest achievement to date. Although I am no longer a professional athlete, not a day goes by when I don't think about triathlon and the fantastic opportunities it offered me, as well as the thousands who take up the challenge every day.